Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Government officials in Memphis want a court order to get the National Guard out of the city. It looks like that's not going to happen. That lawsuit has been underway for months, and a lower court seemed to side with Memphis. But this week, an appeals court said no. Those local officials didn't have standing, so that lawsuit should never have gotten that far. This summer, the Tennessee Treasury Department Unclaimed Property Division is going on the road. It's a chance for residents across the state to see if they have money or property that's been abandoned and unclaimed. WPLN's Seth Thorpe tells us about the program and how it works.
Imagine one day you get a letter in the mail that says you have $346 to your name, but you need to go online to claim it. That's what happened to Eva Clark of Nashville a few months ago. And after she put in her information,
my reaction was, oh my gosh, it wasn't a scam.
Turns out, the letter was from the Tennessee Treasury Department Unclaimed Property Division. It's a program that allows free searches of property that's been abandoned and delivered to the state treasury. Over the past year, it received over 168,000 claims and returned $1.25 million to the owners, ranging from just a few bucks to thousands of dollars in unclaimed money. And sometimes, the claims are for property like military medals or safe deposit boxes.
I wonder who else has money. I need to tell my friends. But it was kind of fun to be the bearer of good news and be able to tell people, like, hey, I had $346 sitting there, and I looked your name up, and you've got money.
The process is simple. Go online to claimitnow.org, type in your name, and if property shows up, make a claim and follow the steps for documentation. Shelley King, Director of Communication at the Tennessee Department of Treasury, says most people don't know about the program.
I would say the first thing people would say is, I'm not missing any land. So we always have to explain to them it is not land. In this instance, property is something that belongs to you. And again, as I said before, it's predominantly money.
And don't think it can't happen to you. After I searched for my name, I found an entry for $76. So I filed a claim. Fingers crossed, if it's approved, I'll have my money soon. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
It's 67 degrees in Nashville.